At the risk of telling you something you already know all too well, the cost of just about everything is going up. The Labor Department released new inflation numbers today. Consumer prices are up 5.6% compared with this time last year. That's the biggest increase in 17 years.
If you've been to the meat counter at the supermarket lately, you've no doubt felt that increase. And if you think it's bad now, just wait a few months. As NPR's Yuki Noguchi reports, high feed and fuel prices mean that that steak you're eyeing will likely cost a lot more this fall.
Right now, next fall's steak is ambling towards the gate, eyeing its dinner at Robert and Gail Seddon's farm. These cows' feeding time is taking a big bite out of Old Town Farm's profit. So the Central Virginia farmers are paring their herd of 25 down to 10 this year.
I've got to sell 8 of them or 9 of them just to cover the cost of feed.
Robert Seddon says the price of feed has increased 50%. Hay has doubled from 2 years ago. Add the increase in gas and diesel, and the profit from a beef cow is half what it was.
Somebody's making money. It ain't me, though.
Commodity prices have backed off a bit in recent weeks, but global grain demand is still outstripping supply. And as a result, meat prices in general are headed for a bigger spike.
A lot of people are severely reducing the size of their herds, and that may cap the beef price. But once they run out of animals to cull and sell off, beef prices are going to shoot through the roof.
We're not going to really see until September, October, November, the supplies start to shrink a little bit.
Heather Vaughn is a spokeswoman for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. She says some are simply shutting down.
A few years ago, we were seeing about 900,000 people across the country raising cattle, and today that number is closer to 760,000.
In fact, the USDA recently said beef cow inventory decreased 1% from last year to about 33 million cattle. Since earlier this year, the wholesale price of beef has increased about 18%. Just 10 miles north of Seddon's farm, farmer John Goodwin says he's adapting to increased costs. To save money, Goodwin plans to let his 300 cows graze longer on grass. But his herd also eats a mix of grains and plant that looks like dry cereal and smells like old beer.
And it's high in energy, and it's also high in protein.
But it also fluctuates in price and is expensive to ship. So 2 months ago, Goodwin's family built a huge concrete storage unit designed to store feed.
We're looking to be able to buy products when they're at the cheapest and then store them for however long we need to till we can fully utilize them. This is a way that we can help improve our cost of production so we lower it.
Goodwin says he has a vested interest in running an efficient operation, and not just for the welfare of his business. After all, he's a consumer himself. His favorite foods?
Steak and ice cream are probably the top ones. And that's not because I'm a beef producer.
Yuki Noguchi, NPR News.